This is Reuven Levy. We're learning together the book Gan HaShalom by Rav Shalom Aharon Shliter. Learning through the Hebrew version of the book on page 228. Learning about a situation where Shalom Bayit has become so bad and a man gets thrown out of the house. Rav Aharon says that although this might not happen to most of us, thank God, we should still learn from this chapter important lessons that are relevant to each of us in our own situations. So Rav continues and he says, Chashuv ma'od she'abal lo yidak et ha'sha'ah v'maher lechazor lebeito. It's very important that the husband does not force the hour, does not push matters to hurry back to the house. Ela ya'amin ba'emunah shleimah. Rather, he should believe with complete faith. She'bo'eh yodea et hazman hanachon lachach. Should believe that Hashem knows the correct time to bring him back home, and Hashem will bring him home at the right time. He shouldn't force the hour. Ve'yamtim l'shuat Hashem b'savlanut. He should wait for Hashem's salvation with patience. Ad shi'er et ratzon lachzor lebeito, until it will be an opportune time to return home. Paskama maleah, with complete agreement. Belev shalem shel shnei hatzadim, with the full heart of both parties. Right? Shouldn't do any arm twisting, any bribing, any threatening, any underhanded tactics, scheming to get back home. Right? When the time is right, both parties agree. So that's the time to come back. You have to have emunah shleima, to believe that Hashem knows what he's doing, and not to force the issue. Uben time, yaseh shelo, v'yinatzel et hazman k'ra'uy. In the meantime, he should do what he needs to do, and use the time properly, to fix himself, to do ibadat, cheshbon nefesh, see what Hashem wants of him, look back, see where he made mistakes, pray to Hashem that it won't happen again. When Hashem's ready, when Hashem sees that he's ready, then he's going to bring him back. Gam im ba'al toin shem b'chrachu liyot v'beito b'shvil l'tapel v'vayot d'chakot eile o acherot. And also too, if the husband claims that he needs to be at the home in order to look after the problems, pressing problems, kagon chobot, such as debts, tashlumin v'chodome, payments, etc. Asur she'achzor lebeito l'shem kach. It's forbidden for him to return home for that reason. Ela yitapel b'hem b'nei yachok. Well, he should fix those issues, deal with them from afar. Right? The only time he should go home is when there's complete agreement between him and his wife, that she's happy that he comes back, and not because he's forcing the issue, or he's relying on the fact that he needs to pay bills, deal with debts. That's not a good reason to return home. Ki gam b'nei zug she'yesh lahem shalom bayit, kasher lahem mod litmoded im lachatzim shel chovot v'kodome. Because even a couple who do have shalom bayit, it's still difficult for them to deal with the pressure of debts, bli she'yu b'neihem matachim, without there being between them tension. And all the more so, a person who doesn't have shalom bayit, so for sure, he's got no chance of fixing what he needs to fix at a time when there is pressure. When there's arguments, etc., fights with his wife. No chance for him to fix what he needs to fix. So it doesn't help for him to go back early, because it's just going to put him back in that same pressure cooker where he hasn't got a chance to fix what he needs to fix. The proof of the fact is that Hashem saw that only if he arranged for him to get taken out of the house, get thrown out of the house, and that he can sit in a place quietly by himself, only then he's able to deal with the problems, the difficult problems that he had. Ayyidei tefillah, cheshbon nefesh, teshuvah, v'ishtadluyot, hechoichiyot, through prayer and through cheshbon nefesh, self-reflection, teshuvah, etc. Right? The fact that Hashem threw him out of the house is proof that that's what he needs to do in order to fix himself. So there's no point trying to get back into the house, because that's not the solution. The solution is to use the time Hashem gave me outside the house to fix what I need to fix, and then I can come back. Kemuvan, shemi sheyesh lo emuna, eino mashim af echad b'bayot sheyesh lo im ishto. It's understood, the person who has emuna does not blame anyone for the problems he has with his wife. V'gam im horea shel ishto, ashemim ledato. And even if his wife's parents are to blame, in his opinion, in breaking and causing a problem in what's happened between the couple, and it's their fault that they persuaded, they influenced his wife against him. They spoke about him, lashon hara, but not nimla machase v'gibui. You know what it means? Or maybe his wife has friends, gushot, divorced friends, shechizkuota, that encouraged her, shekach wa'uila litmeheg, that this is the way she should behave. Or kol adam acher, or any other person, shiladato hu hagorem lamatzav hazeh, or any other person who, in the opinion of the husband, is at fault for causing this situation. So Rishi Yedahita, we need to know very well. Gamzeh kashur elav. Gamzeh dabar shemutal alav letaken. Also this is connected to him, and also this is something which is upon him to fix. What is he saying? He's saying even if the husband thinks it's someone else's fault, it's the parents' fault, getting involved, putting in their two penneth worth, it's the her friends and all the nonsense and the ideas that they're filling her head with. Whatever it is that the husband thinks is justifiably to blame for the current situation, even those problems, Avari says, are really the problems of the husband. They're related to the husband that he needs to fix. Why? Because if his wife was satisfied, meaning that if he knew how to make her happy, how to listen to her, like Shivla, to pay attention to her, Vinota, to understand her, how to take off from her pressure, to encourage her and to comfort her, to listen to her voice, whatever she asked of him. In other words, the husband had given the wife the feeling that she was her best friend, then she would not have looked to try and find other people in order to tell her problems to. And for sure she would never have told her parents about any difficulty she was going through. She wouldn't listen to the advice of any other person. Rather, she would simply have firmly held on to her husband. And therefore, they would never have come to this situation. They would never have come to a situation where her parents or any other person would be in the position to give her such bad advice. And the fact that it might be true, the parents gave her really bad advice, the friends encouraged her to do whatever she was doing. And the reason she got to that was still problem of the husband not acting correctly to his wife. If he's acting correctly to his wife, she doesn't need to go to the parents. She doesn't need to go to her friends to tell tales about her husband. This is what my husband's doing to me. This is how he's treating me. What do you think I should do? Like, she's never going to say that. So even if she does get bad advice, the root is still the man. That he's the one that's caused her to go to someone else for that advice. Shrichim la tibetel. We need to know very well. Aisha tzricha lagish yesh liyada et hachaveh hatov biyoteh. We need to know that a woman needs to feel like she has with her, on her, at her hand, like meaning her husband, her best friend, that he's also her father and also her mother and also her best friend. My husband has to play a lot of roles. I have different roles in marriage. Sometimes we act like a father to our wives, sometimes we act like a best friend. Now we have to play all the different roles depending on what she needs. The hainu lahagish bitachon malei sheyesh la mi makshiv la, meaning that she feels safety, security, full complete security, that she has someone who listens to her. Maybe not as someone who understands her, matzdikot as someone who justifies her, like makes her right, b'chol matzav, in every situation. Not like those husbands who, when their wife tells them what's going on in her heart, they act like witness for the state. They're tough on her. They put the blame on her. And even embarrass her on what she's got in her heart. Instead of being justifying her and always being on her side. Right? So if the wife comes home and says, I can't believe what I did today. Oh, I shouldn't have done it. I just got upset with the neighbor and told her that whatever. So you shouldn't have done that. It was really bad. Yeah, you should go and apologize. No. What you did was fine. It was right. It's understandable. Everything's good. You did the right thing. Right? Even if it's clearly that she was completely wrong. I got upset and I drove her in the neighbor's cat and I shouldn't have done it. Sure, you shouldn't have done it. You should. No. You did what you did. It was completely understandable. I agree with you. I would have done the same in that situation.
How can we encourage them to build up on emunah?
Build their own emunah?
Yeah, build up on emunah.
We can't.
Everything's
we can't.
Good.
We can't, and we don't really don't need to. When we build up our own emunah, they get it by.
No, you encourage them on emunah.
No, that's what I'm saying. You don't have to encourage them on emunah.
You don't.
No, because you can't. Because what's the option? If you don't have emunah, if you don't, then she's never going to get it, no matter how much you encourage her. You can give her all the books of the Rav Arash. If you haven't got it inside you, she can't have it, right? She can't get it by herself. She needs it to get it from you. And if you do have it, she's going to get it automatically. So you don't have to do anything. You have to work on your own emunah. You see that your wife hasn't got an emunah, that's a message for me that I don't have emunah. I need to work on my emunah. Because whatever she's worried about, let's say, for example, right, comes to they decide to try and bomb us again. Usually every few years they try and bomb us. Right, someone defends himself. Right, so if I see that my wife is very scared of the missiles, and I'm like, oh, doesn't bother me. So I'm lying to myself. Right, the fact that my wife's upset is from me. I have to look at myself and actually be truthful and say, actually, I have the problem here. So instead of trying to encourage my wife, don't worry, they're not going to bomb us, they're not going to land here, it's going to be fine, Hashem's looking after us, I should probably go to the field, say, Hashem, help me, I'm scared, I'm worried, please give me a emunah. Right? And then she's going to be fine. It's the easiest, quickest, most safe route. If I try and do anything else, it's nice, I can say, look, sit down, if I was, you know, I can bring Rav Arish down to sit with us with tea, and he can explain to you, right, all the rules, it's not going to help. The best teacher in the world's not going to help. Rav Arish sitting there giving you classes 3 hours every afternoon on emunah, it's not going to help still right to encourage. Right? Hashem wants us to make her happy and wants to encourage her.
Right,
so we should definitely do that, but not assuming that there's going to be any useful results. I should assume that they're actually going to help. I still have to do it because my job is to try and make her happy, to try and encourage her, to try and do that. Because that's a good midot, right? That's a good midot for me to act with kindness and compassion and caring. So that's good for me to do, that's good for me to practice. But actually, she's not going to get it.
My wife had eye surgery. And so I'm saying, yes, I've been through like this perfectly normal, what you're going through, been there, done that. It's like everything's fine. Yeah, and so she's complaining like the symptoms. I said, oh yeah.
I see. Tough. No, so your job is for sure to try and comfort her and give her hope.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to do.
But it's in you as well. Like your confidence in the situation is if she knows that you're confident. Because inside, I don't know how you are or whatever, right? There's not really. But if inside you're actually a bit shaky about it, I'm a bit worried about it, I'm not really sure.
No,
so then that's going to come out in her. Right? It doesn't matter what you say to her. It's going to come out in her. But if you're mash strong and you're good, then she's going to be fine.
No, my concern is like I tell her, gotta take it easy, you can't watch the computer, just relax, wear dark glasses, breathe, everything's fine, just give it time.
Yeah.
Pet a cat.
It's good. And of course, it's a pain for her, right? If you see that she's not holding on, that she's getting worried, she's not doing so good. So you have to pray for her. Hashem gives her emunah. It's also very important, very strong. Because prayer is much more important than because the stuff that we can say to them, to our wives, it hits resistance. Right. Someone tries to tell you something. If I try to tell you, you know what? It's really good to dab in nets every morning. Right. You don't dab in nets, right? It's really good to, if I try and tell you, it's really good, Yaakov, to dab in nets. You know, it's like you're going to feel such a spiritual high, and you're going to be, it's going to set you up for the rest of the day, and it's going to be beautiful, and you know, really, halacha, the law is that ideally you should really dab in nets. I tell you all these things. Very nice. Other people have a different opinion. I've got what's going on with me. You've got what's going on with you. You've got, right, that's the natural response when you hear someone telling you anything, even if it's good for you, right? I'm trying to tell you, if you're good, it's not for me, it doesn't help me. I'm trying to tell, but even if someone means the best, you're still, right. However, if I don't say anything to you about nets at all, and I sit at my home this afternoon, on my sofa, and say, Hashem, Yaakov, he should want to go to nets, he should love nets, he should feel the joy of going to nets, and he should realize how wonderful it is. Right? And I'd say the same thing I was going to say to you, but I just say it in prayer. What's the difference? The difference is now, when you're sitting tomorrow, this evening, having a cup of tea and a piece of cake, staring out the window, the thought comes into your head, oh, maybe I should get up for nets, that would be nice, wow, maybe I could, wow, yes. And you just passed all the resistance. Because now it's coming from inside you. It's not coming from externally where you're fighting. Oh, I don't know if I agree with you. Right? You're arguing. It's now as if you're coming up with your own idea. You don't realize it's just a prayer. Right? It's coming up inside your head as your own thought. You don't argue with your own thoughts, really. You kind of try and give them. Right? So the same prayer has much more effect than trying to tell you to your face. So to your with your wife. To pray for her is even stronger. We still have to say it to her. We can't just like ignore her and I'll just go and pray and I'll ignore you. I still have to say to her. But even that's going to be resistance, right? Because even when people, even if you're not feeling well and someone comes trying to comfort you, it's nice, it's helpful, but it's, you're still upset. I don't want to hear it. Yeah, fine. It's not you. If you were suffering, you wouldn't feel so bad, right? There's still arguments. But when it's coming up inside you, as if it's you feeling those ideas, so it's a lot stronger. So prayer is my much is also good, as well as the verbal comfort. Okay. Teidan, you should know. Shekol zman sheishtachat tzulcha lifrok mashabli ba'at tzulcha v'yot. You should know that the whole time that a wife needs to unload what's in her heart to her friends. It's a sign that she's not able to tell the husband everything. Because of Manchish, Chatsu Chayata Smicha Shalahoreha, all the time that a wife needs to have the support of her parents. Zesi Manchatalo, Notenla Eta Gibui Ha'ava Chihitucha. It's a sign that the husband's not giving her the strength and the love that he needs to. The whole time that a wife is spending a lot of time chatting on the telephone, it's a sign that the husband is not giving a listening ear to his wife. Right? His wife needs all of those things. Right? She needs someone to unburden herself to. She needs someone who she can rely on for support. And she needs someone who's going to listen to her. And all those three should come from the husband. If the husband's not providing them, then she's going to have to find them from somewhere else.
Okay. As if we're sitting around the Shabbos table, you know, we ask our daughter-in-law how she's doing, you know, how's work.
Right.
And if she's going to, you know, she has a difficult position, and, you know, is that part of it, or is it, you know, dumping?
She tells you what she's having a problem.
Yeah.
Your job as parents is also to be kind and considerate and to look after your kids and to help them out. To find tightrope between that and not getting involved. Right? There's a tightrope between showing care and compassion and taking away the person's, you know.
So we just listen.
Yeah. That's all you need to do. She should really take advice from her husband. If, for whatever reason, she's not, then that's something that they need to resolve between them. I'm not in that situation yet, so I don't know how it works in practice. But
well, we're just learning now.
Right, but I would assume that I would try to encourage my child to speak to their spouse, to decide, to tell me what's going on. And for me to encourage them, that's fine. I think there's a danger. Danger with parents is generally that they like to give advice to the kids, to tell them what to do. And especially as they get older, increasingly we need to give them the space and the free choice to decide their own path, to know that their choice is the best choice.
The best thing we can do is just listen to them.
Right. And encourage them. Encourage them that they're doing fine, they're doing well. Right, just to give them encouragement, but not to try and avoid giving advice. Giving advice, Rabbi Nachman was quite against. Okay. Mechah shelamadnu shakol talui b'va. Since that we've learned that everything depends on the husband, since we just learned now that everything is really dependent on the husband, the whole situation, the reason, even if she takes bad advice from the parents, from friends, we're just learning now that it's all the husband's fault. Right, so Havari says, even though we just said that, person who's reading this book shouldn't fall into depression and despair and blame himself, right, when he now realizes it's all his fault. Right? It's not the way. Not the way. Because even if it's true, like we just said, that he's been making a mistake every day up until today. The sadness and the despair and the blaming oneself. It's not the way to fix it. Ela derech taken. Well, the way to fix it, ilumod ma hu tzarech taken, is that the husband needs to learn what he needs to fix. Atchil mechadash, to begin anew. Lasot masim lataken ata ma'uvat, to do things in order to fix what has become crooked. Kamuvan litbalel halbeh, of course, to pray a lot. To ask that Hashem helps him in every facet. Ata, Natsig et haderech havodah v'nisyon sheizkano. Now we're going to examine the way of the work that a person who's facing this test needs to do. V'mena yomad hadam l'shar l'nisyonot. And from it, we can also, a person can also learn into other situations. Ketzad yinaheg ba'ezer derech. How to act in a particular way. Yamod b'nisyon, to stand up in a test. Be'emunah, with emunah. V'yavor tov b'hatzlacha, and to pass through the test with success. Lifnei shematzchil la'avod el atzmo. Before a person begins to work on himself, tzarich al kol panim l'shanot miyad et hit nahugato hara'a for him. Before he starts to work on himself, he needs, in any event, to change immediately the bad behavior that he's been acting in. Meaning that if, for example, up until now, he was a miser, Ra'ayin Vasa, he was someone who looked with a bad eye, right? He always saw the bad side of things. Vasa, always cruel. Now he needs to act completely differently. He needs to begin to give to his wife without limits. Yishlach la kesef matanot, to send to her money and gifts. And if he's able to speak to her, the debater should speak to her and to promise her shehu yitapel b'chol habayot, that he's going to fix all of the problems sheyesh lahem, that they have b'gashmiut b'rofniut, in physically and spiritually. Yiten la bitachon, he should give her confidence shehu noseh b'achrayut malei, that he is taking full responsibility for the matter. So too you should speak to the children. To relax them. To tell them that he hasn't left them. That he's never going to leave them. You should explain to them. Explain that he's going off in order to work on fixing different matters. And it's for the good. That he is outside the house. And should ask them that they should listen to the voice of their mother, they should help her, etc. In a common day language, he should begin to act like a man. We'll go up until there today.